Hey folks, it's Tony Russo, and this is the State of the Beer. Because of technical difficulties that you don't really care about very much, we had no show last week, so we'll have three shows this week. I will be posting this today, and then tomorrow you'll get last week's Beer with Strangers, and then the next day you will get this week's Beer with Strangers, and then next week we will return to the State of the Beer podcast once I find a brewer to speak with, hoping to speak with either Joe at Ocean City, or maybe if I can, some of the guys up at Revelation Brewing, which isn't quite open yet, but they should be open any second, so that's why I'm kind of pushing it a little bit. This week I spoke with Patrick Brady, and he talked about a lot of the things that they're doing at Fin City for the upcoming season. Fin City contract brews generally, which means that their brewer actually goes to a different brewery where they can make a ton of beer, and he makes a ton of beer elsewhere. And then he comes back here and does his day job. And then at nights, I guess, in his spare time, he brews at the Fin City facility in West Ocean City. Increasingly, they're using that for not one-off beers, but for locally, for seasonal beers, I guess. So they're doing beers that are just for people in Ocean City, for people who eat at Hooper's Crab House, or for people in the area. Last week, I actually got to try their beer, and we'll talk about this a little on the podcast. They did a session IPA called Weedline EZ IPA, and that was fantastic. I got to have that at the Globe, which is one of the things that makes Fin City kind of special. They partner with some of the local restaurants to make sure that local people get local beer first, or people drinking and eating locally anyway get preference for the new stuff. But before we get to Patrick, I'd like to go a little bit over the news for the day, for the week. And I'd like to start it off with the big shakeup, with the big brewing shakeup. It's not a huge brewing shakeup, but the head brewer at Burley Oak, Aaron Miller, has gone to Dogfish Head. And the head brewer at Backshore Brewing, Adam Davis, has gone to Burley, leaving a space for people who are interested in changing breweries, or probably changing breweries, because it's a pretty big place. It's a lot of work at Backshore, and it's, you know, it's a lot of responsibility. But if you're looking for a job near the beach and you're a brewer, you should definitely reach out to Backshore Brewing. You can find the link on their Facebook page or on the site here where we post the State of the Beer podcast. Other things that are going on in release news, and this is kind of cool. There's a new beer that's going to come out for as a collaboration beer between Missipillion River and our friends over at Third Wave, and the hope is to have that beer out for American Craft Beer Week, which is quickly coming up upon us. So keep your eye out for that. Places to drink beer. Figures Island is doing this really cool promotion where they're from April 29th, which is this weekend through the weekend. They'll have seasonal craft beers all over the bar. And what you do is you buy a punch card and you go in and you punch all your tickets. And then you win the fact that you had all these great beers in one great place. So it's six beers for $1.20. I'm sorry, six craft beers for $27. That's $4 a beer. That's not quite $5 a beer. And they're great beers. So and the seasonals are always nice because there's lots of fruits and stuff coming out. It's springtime, maybe a Saison. Saisons are kind of my favorite. Also, actually, I usually don't feature the brewer I speak with in the news, but since this is a week late, Fin City is gearing up to do another locals-only beer, and that'll be out around May 18th or so. So keep your eyes here or at the Fin City website, and you'll get a whiff of that. And last but not least, Saturday the 30th, it's a 12-pack of local, which is a big beer festival at Secrets in Ocean City. 12 local breweries, 12 bands. It's going to be a madhouse, but it's going to be the right kind of madhouse. We had a festival there in February, and it was a lot of fun. So we fully expect to have a lot of fun at this one as well. This is an hour Shore Craft Beer Festival promotion kind of event, but you know, it's craft beer and it's Secrets, and all of those people are our friends. So, you know, go and get tickets if you haven't gotten them already. It's going to be a fantastic weekend, so it'll be a great chance to get out and try some local beers. And I think people are bringing special things to this event. And that's it for now. So right now, I'm going to introduce Patrick Brady, who is one of the owners of Fin City, and he's going to tell us how to make beer full-time beer part-time, I guess. I guess that's what we're going to call the episode, full-time beer part-time. Anyway, here's Patrick. So one of the things, I was talking to your brewer, Vince Wright, a couple months ago, and he said that you guys are making more of an effort to do beers that are just locally, because you guys are distributed like all over the world, right? Can you get Fin City in China?
All over the world. I like that. Now, I wish we could. Maybe one day. But we are currently distributed in Maryland, Delaware, West Virginia. We just got approved, and they will be distributing as of April 22nd. They will be distributing Fin City, and we are also on the Eastern Shore, Virginia.
Wow. I was telling the other thing I was saying to him was that I was on vacation in Accident, Maryland, and I was able to get a Fin City at a cheesemonger shop, which I just thought was the coolest thing. You know, I got the pale ale.
Yeah, the White Marlin Pale Ale.
White Marlin, that's what. I got the I had White IPA in my head, and it wasn't going away. Yeah, so
didn't have an accident in Maryland, did you?
No, I did not. No, fortunately, I did not. I still just have the four kids, so that's awesome.
Good deal.
But so you guys ramped up pretty quickly, and you got popular all over the state for sure, but all up and down kind of the region. And,
well, if you say rather quickly, though, you do know we are Ocean City's oldest brewery.
You are Ocean City's oldest brewery, and I try to mention that every time I'm given the opportunity.
However, it is fairly young.
Yeah, and someone was asking me the other day where they could go and see like some cool brewing being done, and I said, well, you should call the guys at Fin City and go to Hooper's. So can you tell the people who might not know like how your Hooper's operation runs?
Yeah, what we did was we had we have a loft that's over the entire bar, and it was kind of a dead space, so we decided that Vince approached us about brewing beer there, and it was a dead space, so we just used as storage. So what we did was we built a 7-barrel brewing system on the second floor loft. So it is tough to have people watch because, you know, it is 20 feet in the air. But, you can pretty much any day you come in, there's some kind of action going on up there.
Yeah, it's like your own little stage show. And now that you've kind of conquered the region, you're kind of redoing things here on the Eastern Shore. You've been bringing out like... Eastern Shore exclusives. Is it fair to call them Eastern Shore exclusives?
Well, I tell you, we just released our core brands for the first couple of years and really wanted to focus on that and kind of get that little footprint cemented. And this off season, you know, we did different small batches at the restaurant, you know, that weren't in our core brand. However, we didn't really do them for distribution. So towards the fall, each month, Vince was brewing a different little 7-barrel batch, and what we did was we did a brown ale that really took off. Then he did a double hook, our double IPA,
right?
And then we stumbled onto a beer, our Bad Luck Banana. And you know, we're famed all around the fishing industry,
right?
So I don't know if you know about the taking a banana on a boat, you'll never catch a fish, and you'll most likely the captain will throw you overboard.
I didn't know that at all. No, is that why it's called Bad Luck Banana?
That's why it's called Bad Luck Banana. And what it is it's a chocolate banana porter. 6%, nice, easy drinking. And, being that you should never bring a banana on a boat, we want to call it our Bad Luck Banana Porter.
That's funny.
So we released that, and it really created a buzz around town. And we had it at the trade show and everything. And even people in West Virginia were calling us and asking us if we were distributing our Bad Luck Banana. So in saying that... he also did Capitano's Winter Stout.
That's the one. That's already in my top favorite beers. I really like that beer.
That one sprung. I mean, White Marlin is my that's my first love, but Capitano's really became my mistress here recently.
Yeah,
it's definitely one of my favorites. 5.25%. You know, nice, easy drink, and it's not real thick, but
lots of taste.
And seeing how how those beers were received. We really wanted to do kind of a small batch series just this area. So we put our heads together. We kind of developed a lineup moving forward. And what we're going to do is we're going to release the small batch every third Thursday of the month except for April. We're going to release this one April 20th, which is Wednesday as opposed to Thursday. But continuing on, it'll be the third Thursday of May, June, July, August, September, October, and November.
And now you guys all have day jobs still, which makes you pretty unique.
you mean real jobs?
Yeah, real jobs.
I never want to say that I have a real job.
But you collaborate. Can you talk about how you collaborate? Because you were telling me that you come up with different beers and then you work, and then like Vince works out the recipes and.
Yeah, you know, we all sit around. We usually meet at the office, and when I say the office, it's one of the local bars down here that we call the office because we get our best work done there.
Right.
And, you know, we'll sit around. We'll have a couple poor man's IPAs or some white Marlin pale ales. We'll kick around some. Maybe one person will come up with a taste that he's looking for. Another person will come up with a cool name but not know what the flavor should be. Someone else might say, hey, listen, I think we should market the beer this way. And then someone else will say, well, yeah, let's use this recipe and let's name it this. So it's a real collaborative effort, you know, and then Vince will put together a recipe or Mike will comment on a recipe or Ryan will say, hey, listen, I like banana and I like chocolate. You guys figure out the rest.
Right.
So, you know, it's a real team effort and it's fun because we're all best friends. So best friends working and drinking together, it's kind of a good time.
And actually, just in case people don't know, do you want to tell the story about how you guys kind of came together as a brewing collaborative?
Sure. Jeez, it's been about 6 or 7 years ago now. Vince was coming down. We have our Brews on the Beach craft beer festival. And Vince was coming down and to get tickets. And he started looking around talking about how, you know, how he brewed beer. And he said, hey, have you guys ever considered brewing beer? I said, hey, you know, we're kind of busy right now. You know, never really thought about it. But, you know, get back to us once the season's over. So it got to be, well, he came to the beer fest. And then I told him, you know, hit me up the end of October. So he came back in, met with myself and Ryan and the rest of the management team and the owners of Hoopers. And, you know, we just kind of put together a plan and build a system in our buddy's garage. And, you know, the rest is history.
And, do you guys do the, because your first big beer was the Jack-O-Lantern, right? Not Jack-O-Lantern.
Captain Jack's.
Pumpkin Ale.
Yeah. Right before we started building the system, Vince had entered his Captain Jack's Pumpkin Ale into Pumpkin Chunkin'. And this is where we get our 1.5 second of national fame. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sam from Dogfish was actually there with his daughter. And they were filming Brewmasters, the Discovery Channel series. And it was, I guess it was the 25th anniversary of Pumpkin Chunkin', the 15th anniversary of Sam actually winning the food and beverage category with his pumpkin. So it's his 15th anniversary. And so Vince actually took first place with his Captain Jack's Pumpkin Ale recipe. And as they were coming through filming, the Discovery Channel went in. And because there was a line wrapped all around, and everybody was wondering, hey, what's the craze in there? What's going on? And so the Discovery Channel came in and showed Vince pouring one of his Captain Jack's Pumpkin Ale with the Vin City logo, and the rest is history. That was our second half of national fame.
That's very cool. And so you guys have been kind of working on both sides of the bridge. I know that Vince goes to Baltimore to use a large brewing facility up there to get your mainline beers out. But do you guys have a plan for growing production wise on the Eastern Shore anytime soon? Is that still something that's a little bit farther away?
No, absolutely. We you know, we still brew our mainline beers in our brew house here inside Hoopers as well. But for distribution, we had to use a facility that had a little bit more capacity, you know, than what we're able to produce. Cause he's brewing around the clock here, but, you know, you're only getting 42 sixels or 40 or 14 halves per batch. So in saying that, we can supply this area up to the bridge out of the brew house here, but, you know, to extend into West Virginia and different places, we just needed a larger capacity. So that's why he's able to go up and use the co-op brewery's equipment. And, you know, it just gives us a larger capacity so we could expand our outreach.
And so you guys, all year long, you guys are brewing though. You brew there all year at Hooper's, right?
Yep, we sure do. And the restaurant itself closes down, but we still, you know, run the brewery.
And so what's a typical brew day like for you guys there?
Typical brew day? That's funny you should ask that, because we just had a conversation the other day. You know, a lot of people think that brewing is just, you know, heating up the water, creating the recipe, and going through the process. But a typical brew day starts anywhere from washing all the kegs. And I did tell you that it's in the second floor loft, so all the ingredients, we don't have a grain elevator or an auger or anything like that, so we're hand carrying everything either up a ladder or up the backside of the restaurant. And you know, once all the spent grain and everything's done too, all that stuff has to come back down.
Uh-huh.
So it's typical brew day is a little bit different for us than, you know, some automated brewers.
Right, yeah.
So, but it, like I said, it's a lot of fun. It's a team effort, and we all just kind of jump in and do our part.
Awesome. Now, we were talking off air, so if you want to talk on air now a little bit about your event coming up, it's coming up next Wednesday. It happened yesterday, but the beer will still be around, and I'll be there taking pictures, so people will be able to see what went on. But tell me about your next release, the one coming out on April 20th.
April 20th, our newest spring release is going to be called our Weed Line EZ IPA. And it's going to come out on April 20th, 420. We're going to release it at the Globe. And Jen has been so gracious enough to feature it at her happy hour starting at 3 o'clock. She also has trivia that night, so she's going to run the special through the end of the evening. She's going to do 2 pints for $4.20. So 2 pints for $4.20. And it's our, like I said, our Weed Line EZ IPA. 4.2%, so it's an easy IPA, a sessionable IPA, and it's also 42 IBUs, so it's a neat little play on words. And for all you people that think that, you know, it's something along a different line, if you know what a weed line is, you know we theme everything around the fishing industry. So if you find a weed line while you're fishing out there, you're sure to catch a buzz. Just look underneath that weed line and you'll find the fish.
Very cool. And you were mentioning you have a couple lined up already for your future releases. Do you want to just give them a little quick shout out?
Yeah, definitely. Look for us the third Thursday of each month. We're going to release a new one from our small batch series. We're going to do, and not in this order, but we're going to do a coconut or a pineapple coconut wheat. We're going to do a grapefruit infused IPA. We're going to do more of like a lime zest ale called the Bimini Twist. And we got a few other ones. You definitely want to stay tuned for the third Thursday in August for that release. It's a secret. Wait till you guys see that one. And then we also have something unique that no one's ever tried before for our September release. So definitely
cool.
look for the new things around town happening at Finn City.
And
a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and keeping people interested.
Right, because you guys also get out and do a lot of different tastings around town. Like, you were in Virginia not too long ago, I saw. You're always somewhere doing something.
Yeah, we do different beer dinners. We're actually, we have a couple of events up in Baltimore this past week. We had a pint night at Pickles this past Thursday. Different events at the Globe, different pint nights. We stretch ourselves pretty thin. We're trying to cover all territories.
Now, have you grown? Did you bring on anybody to do sales and stuff like that, or?
Yeah, you know, we actually, we tried to do quite a bit ourselves, but we actually just hired our Baltimore regional salesman, and he's been with the company for a couple months now, and we're starting to see a lot of great things happening up in the Baltimore region, and we're slowly venturing west a little bit, and we'll be looking to hire another person here soon.
Oh, that's very cool. That's very cool. I like that idea of, because you need an advocate. You just don't need someone to take orders and stuff. You need somebody to go in and say, hey, this is the beer you need.
And someone that's passionate about the brand, passionate about the flavors of the beer, passionate about the company, and just passionate about craft beer in general, not just a salesperson.
Right.
You need someone that actually lives, breathes, and sweats it.
Very, very cool. And last but not least, do you have any in-store events? Did you just have something or at Hooper's, or am I crazy? Did I get that wrong?
You're definitely crazy. However, every Friday we try to do something to help out the local Fin City fans. We do half price growler fills every Friday at the restaurant brew pub. And that's just our little way of giving back to our loyal fans down in this area. So definitely make sure you all stop in. Half price growler fills every Friday throughout the year.
Well, I'm not going to let my wife listen to this, because then I'm going to have to go all the way into West Ocean City before I go home.
Hey, listen, it's a business meeting. You don't have to tell her what it's about. You just say, hey, listen, I got to stop by and see the Fin City guys.
I'm so afraid the IRS is going to check all of my deductions, because every time I go into a brewery, a third of it is on the federal government. So thank you.
Well, yeah, but they're also going to wonder what a great deal you got. You got two growlers for the price of one.
There you go. I'm saving them money. Really, it's patriotic.
Hey, we're looking out all the way around. And the more you drink, the more tax money we can pay the state.
There you go. All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate everything you do.
Pretty cool, huh? It's funny when I hear myself say pretty cool, huh, at the end of each show. It sounds so contrived, and I'm sure it sounds contrived to you, so I just feel like I should tell you guys that, yes, it is contrived, and that's the point. I don't not know that it sounds contrived. It's just still finding my feet here on solo podcast. I usually like to have people to speak with on air the whole time instead of doing these intros and outros. But Patrick was a great guy to talk to. Looking forward to our next guest, who is going to remain a mystery guest, because I don't know who I'm going to get. That's what I'm going to do when I'm done here. Again, make sure that you check us out on Facebook at shorecraftbeer.com or on Twitter at shorecraftbeer. And, of course, follow us along at shorecraftbeer.com on the website, where you can get the podcasts and all the late-breaking news. If you're interested in writing for us, please reach out to me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at oceancity.com. If you want to start a craft beer blog, I want to help you, and we can write about craft beer together. It's fun. That's how I make my living now. That's not how I started making my living. So until next week, actually, until tomorrow, see ya.
The state of the beer is strong.